Tuberculosis remains one of the most deadly infectious diseases in the developing world, even though it's relatively easy to prevent. Ventilation, sunlight, and simple infection control measures can significantly cut the transmission of the airborne bacteria. But unfortunately, TB often spreads among the poorest of the poor, which makes it hard to suppress the disease. As part of our ongoing series looking at TB around the world, NPR's Jason Beaubien recently traveled to the Central Asian nation of Tajikistan. There he found an epidemic being stoked by a lack of adequate medical care, poverty, and myth.
Earlier this year, 4-year-old Orion Kurbanaliev was withering away in a tuberculosis ward in southern Tajikistan. TB meningitis had paralyzed the right side of his body. He weighed just 18 pounds. Tina Martin, a nurse with Doctors Without Borders, says when she first saw the 4-year-old in the hospital, he was dehydrated and severely malnourished.
Before we arrived, limited resources being as they are and limited education, they kind of just left this kid to die.
But Martin wouldn't accept that the boy's case was hopeless.
And we said he doesn't have to die, we can do things and we'll fight and see what happens.
She pushed for an intense treatment at the hospital with the correct antibiotics to fight the TB infection and steroids to reduce the inflammation around his spine. A few months later, Orion had returned home. Orion's family lives in a cluster of mud-walled houses outside the southern Tajik city of Vose. Cows are tethered in the dusty dirt yard. Turkeys, chickens, and dogs wander amongst a whirlwind of children. Orion is lying on a small mat on the porch of the main house. A white bird in a cage clucks and coos beside him. Orion still can't speak or walk, but he's slowly regaining movement in the right side of his body.
This is new. This tremor? He didn't have that before.
Orion smiles broadly at Martin as she checks his chest with a stethoscope.
He's not malnourished anymore. He's still not speaking. He has some deficits. He needs a lot of rehabilitation, but he is actually doing much better.
He's gained almost 10 pounds since she first met him earlier this year. But Martin is now worried about the rest of the family and who else may have TB. Orion's older brother, Hijiron, was recently hospitalized with TB. The grandmother has been off and on TB treatment for years, and Martin has just confirmed that the matriarch still has active infectious TB. Talking to a group of family members who've gathered around Orion on the porch, Martin tries to stress that the whole family should get screened for the disease.
So we're concerned because what illness they have can be transmitted. You can share the infection.
And she says that anyone who has TB should sleep in a separate bedroom. But Orion's grandmother, Kolbibi Abdulayeva, doesn't want to talk about this. She insists that TB comes from the river, and she's told all the kids repeatedly, including Orion, to stay away from the cold water.
He likes fish, so he was saying fish, and he was going to the river. That's why he got the TB.
So TB is not spread through cold water.
She says no, it's from cold. She says even me myself, I got it from cold.
Yeah. So we worry because there's other people in the family coughing, and we ask about coughing all the time.
As Martin tries to explain again that TB is transmitted through the air, one of Orion's aunts shows up and joins the grandmother in arguing against this scientific fact.
So still they don't believe that it's through cough because she says she has the TB for 6-7 years and Orion just got it just recently, so it's been 7 years. Only Orion got it.
Hijiron
got it because in the evening he went to the river and he was swimming.
I'm up.
The water is the reason.
Martin says she's very concerned about this family.
This is a very close family. They live together, they eat together, they sleep together, and that as TB is airborne transmission, that the family is reinfecting each other over and over again.
Another difficulty in tackling TB here in Tajikistan is that people who have it are shunned. One of Orion's cousins, 22-year-old Dilshad Gazoyev, says it's shameful even to have a family member with tuberculosis.
He says, even if they kill me, if I have TB, I'm not going to tell anyone that I have TB, because I'm going to be ashamed of that.
Gasoyev says people are scared of the disease and don't want to be around anyone who has it.
So he says, if I have TB, then I'll have less friends and people won't talk to me. And for example, their parents are going to tell to their kids that don't hang out with that guy or don't eat food with him.
Left untreated, tuberculosis can consume a person's lungs, spread throughout the body, and eventually be fatal. The difficulty with treating TB is that it takes months of antibiotics, sometimes even years, to drive the bacteria out of a person's body. Tajikistan is the poorest country in Central Asia, and it has the highest rate of tuberculosis in the region. This is not a coincidence. The country's clinics and hospitals are overcrowded and underfunded. The winters are bitterly cold, and families tend to crowd together in one room. There's a lack of education about the disease. Some people even think the coughing and wasting away is a genetic condition.
Because it impacts families. So father has TB, daughter has TB, granddaughter has TB. So you can understand in a way that they believe it is genetic. And so that has actually huge impacts on the ability of a child to get married later in life. So they try to hide TB. So we find that as a big problem.
And containing a potentially deadly airborne disease when no one wants to admit they have it is nearly impossible. Jason Beaubien, NPR News.
And Jason's reporting on Tajikistan will continue. Later today on All Things Considered, he'll examine the special problems presented by children with TB in that country.